Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is the final in the series on discipleship and marriage. This one's entitled, What Do Our Marriages Tell the World About God? People are watching, whether we like it or not. People keep an eye on followers of Christ to see if we do what we say. They suspect us of being just as hypocritical as most others. Some people even want professing Christians to fail miserably because they think that will get them off the hook with God. They can say, see, just as I thought, Christianity is a crock. It's not real. People are also watching our marriages, but not just because they want them to fail. In many cases, they want to know if people can still have a lasting union because they hope that their marriage will have staying power too. So many marriages are failing that it can be disheartening to those contemplating tying the knot. When people pledge a lifelong faithfulness to their spouses, most really intend to keep their vows, even in a morally confused world. People generally want the stability and the security that lasting love provides. One big reason why faithfulness in marriage is so important is because it reflects to the world the relationship between Christ and His church. Jesus is the husband in the relationship, and the church is the bride. Ephesians 5, 31 and 32 illustrate this. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church. God wants our faithfulness in marriage to be a living example of the faithfulness between Christ and His people. He promises to never leave or forsake us, and we promise to be always faithful to Him. He gave Himself for His bride, the church, by dying for her on a cross. Our loving response is to live and, if necessary, die for Him as we offer ourselves back to Him in loving worship and service. God always keeps His promises, and He expects us to do the same. When we violate our solemn covenant to be faithful unto death to our spouses, we transgress the very nature of God who dwells within each believer. When we keep our word, we honor God and exemplify His faithfulness to a watching world. Love and faithfulness are two key character attributes of God, both of which a good marriage reflects to the world. Marriage is supposed to reinforce the gospel, not detract from it. When we tell people that God never violates His promises nor abandons His people, if our marriages do not reflect the same kind of faithfulness, it will seem a little hollow. Sure, as humans we fail, but God remains faithful. Even if our marriages fail, we can still testify to the mercy and redemptive power of God, but how much stronger is our witness when we live out covenant faithfulness as a kind of living parable? So remember, people are watching us. They want to know if following Christ makes any practical difference at all. Let our marriages be a resounding yes.